My author today is a Northfield woman with a story close to her heart. The book is called Good Day, Sad Day, Same Day. It originated in 2010 when she saw the ways her grandson was affected by his mom's bipolar disorder. Sharon Henry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
This is a subject that most people try to avoid. While the stigma of mental illness is much less than it used to be, there's still this feeling of wariness to talk about it, as if maybe we don't want to hurt someone's feelings or something like that. What gave you the courage to not only share that your daughter has bipolar disorder, but to write a book about it?
Well, it started when I had picked my grandson up from Greenvale School. I brought him to my house, and he was having a snack, and he asked if his mom was coming home that day, because at the time she lived at my house temporarily on the weekends, and during that time she was also in a group home and was able to work part-time. But he got really upset when he found out that she wasn't coming home. He started crying, and I had to turn away because I almost lost it myself. Sure. And then shortly after that, I realized there's probably a lot of kids in the same situation where the parent can no longer take care of them temporarily. Mm-hmm. So I thought, what better way to explain it to a child than have a book? Because most kids like storybooks, picture books, and I thought this would be a good way for a caregiver of that child to explain it to them so they understand what's all going on with the parent.
Yeah, and not to delve into things that are just a little bit too much for them.
Right.
The talk to us, I guess, a little bit about bipolar and how it affects the day-to-day life of those with the disorder, and then we'll get right into the book.
Well, bipolar is a chemical imbalance in the brain, and the person that has it can go from being really manic to being depressed. And when they're manic, they think they can do all these grand things that, you know, normal people, like buy a great big house or drive really fast on the road, or just do kind of bizarre things that normal people know are not possible. Then when they get out of the manic state, they can get depressed and lethargic, or they barely even feel like taking care of themselves.
Yeah, let alone trying to take care of
a
child.
Yep, sure. Exactly.
In the book, you make it really very simple and forthright for a child reading it, or a caregiver reading to the child. Have you had reactions from kids?
As of right now, I do not have any like school visits to read the book to children.
Because we do want to let folks know, this is like brand new.
Yes.
You don't even have the finished copies.
Yeah, I will be getting them Monday. I'm picking them up Monday. Ooh. So I've called a few schools to get some presentations lined up.
And you are going to be appearing, speaking of that, we might as well just talk about that right now, is you are going to appear at the Northfield Public Library, and that is on February 8th.
That's correct.
What time is that?
That's actually going to be an evening event at 7 p.m., and although this is a children's book, I also meant it for adults to read it to the child, so the adult can actually go through and explain a little bit about bipolar just generally to the child, and also to let the child know that their parents' illness is not their fault.
That is a really big, important piece for a kid to know, because it's so easy for them to take on, to think that somehow their fault.
They did something.
Yes.
Yeah. And then to also know that the parent will still love them and they can still spend time together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're talking with Sharon Henry. She is a local Northfield resident that has written a book about a very important subject, and one that doesn't really get, especially this book in particular, doesn't get, it's been very needed, I would say, for children. Good day, sad day, same day, a day with mommy who has bipolar disorder. And I asked you if I sent you some questions early on to see, kind of give you a heads up, as you, this is your first book.
Yes, yeah. It is.
So I wanted you to feel kind of comfortable. And I, who's your illustrator? And now Sharon has brought in this her sketchbook. And you're the illustrator.
Correct.
And I was looking at, wow. When did you learn to do this illustrating?
I've always liked to draw ever since I was a kid. Okay. And I did a class at Alexandria Area Botec School.
Uh-huh.
Graduated in 1979.
Yeah.
But I also do, I do the store windows in town, like Econo Foods and Cub Foods. And I also do kids' face painting.
Okay. Well, it's obvious because I really do like the illustrations.
Thank you.
And as you had mentioned, in the bipolar, when they're in a manic phase, they have what feels like to them superpowers.
Correct.
And so the mom in the book is wearing a cape, but the cape is sort of special, isn't it?
Yes, the cape is actually the child's blanket.
Yeah.
Because at the time, my grandson, he liked a certain blanket that made him feel comfortable. And the whole idea of the blanket part came to me from a person who critiqued my story early on. She said, in a situation where, like, the parents can't be together, that the child should have something that can always be with them, like a stuffed animal or a favorite book or a favorite toy. And I just picked the blanket because that's what his favorite thing was to use for just for comfort. And it kind of smells like mommy a little bit. Right. So she's always with him. Mm-hmm. And the superhero part came to me from a magazine article from Bipolar Magazine. It was about adult children that had experienced parents who had bipolar disorder. And this woman in the book said her mom was like a superhero when she was manic, because they would go shopping and they fill all these, put all these toys in the basket, and it was like the best thing ever. So that's where the superhero, I kind of stole it from that story. So, or used it, I guess.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Yeah.
And as we go through the book, it does have, you have the sharp shopping cart overflowing, and then all of a sudden, they're on this high, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of the shopping spree, she can't take it.
Yep.
She's done.
Kind of has a little bit of a meltdown.
Yeah.
And I chose to do the illustrations a little darker. A suggestion of a friend of mine, she goes, well, maybe that would help give the feeling that, okay, mommy's not as happy as she was when they first started shopping.
Right.
She's tired. She just wants to go home. And the child kind of doesn't know how to deal with that sort of thing. And that's typically what happens on any given day with someone with bipolar disorder. They can be going along just great.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not even the same day. It could be a few days before they have the meltdown.
Yeah.
So that's how I chose to illustrate it in the book.
And that's a really important thing that you really pick up on as I turn the pages of the illustration book while it, of course, gets ready and completed for publication. How did your daughter feel about being the subject of the book?
Well, it took me a while, several months actually, not every single day, but to convince her or that I really wanted to do this book.
Uh-huh.
because she goes, well, then everyone will know that I'm bipolar.
Yeah.
And
then
I said, it's not about you personally. I didn't want it to make her feel that it was totally about her.
Right.
I said, I really want to help children with parents that have this issue and to help them understand kind of what their parents are going through and how it affects them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a hard thing to do. And I can understand your daughter feeling apprehensive. And on the other hand, that's sort of the stigma we were talking about a little bit earlier, is then people just want to not let other people know. And the fact is, people with bipolar can't help it.
No.
It's a disorder. It's not something that they have control over.
Correct.
Yeah. And that's an important piece for, of course, children to understand. Did you get a reaction from your grandson? Now, it's been a few years.
Right. Not too long ago, I let him read through it. Mm-hmm. And he goes, it's okay. But he's 15 now.
Yeah, okay.
So, got a little bit different spin on life right now. But a friend of mine that's in my NAMI support group, which NAMI is National Alliance on Mental Illness,
mm-hmm.
She said that she wished she would have had a book like this when her daughter was diagnosed, mm-hmm. because she has two granddaughters, that, you know, something like this would have helped them just to kind of cope with it and just to have something they could hold to look at, mm-hmm. and make them feel better.
And I think the fact that it means that they're not the only one. They're not
Correct.
Alone.
Right.
What has the process of doing this done for you as mom and as grandma? What is that? How has that helped maybe you process? Because you have to go through some things as well. Because you feel, as mom, we all end up having some feelings of responsibility in some way.
Mm-hmm.
My mother committed suicide many years ago. And no matter what, you always feel like you have some sort of responsibility, although you don't. So what has this process done to help you cope with any things for yourself?
You mean like when I wrote the book, mm-hmm. or why?
Yeah. Was it helpful for you in your own personal way? Because her journey and your grandson's journey is also part of yours.
Correct.
So did that help you?
Well, it kind of gives you a more visualized idea of what all happened,
mm-hmm.
you know, early on.
Yeah, yeah.
So
maybe a little bit of release, perhaps?
Right.
So you've got, that's, yeah.
And there's one part of the book, too, I was kind of sad about. So, you know, sometimes during it, you know, even though I've lived with it for years, it mm-hmm. just, I didn't really cry, but kind of almost.
Yeah.
But I go, okay, I can finish this. I got to finish this.
Yeah.
And the whole process of the publishing thing has been a whole learning curve.
And tell us a little bit about that as well, because as your first book, it's a children's book, and as most folks know, publishing is not something that is easy at all. What has that process been like?
Well, I chose to self-publish it,
mm-hmm.
because initially I had sent it to four traditional publishers,
mm-hmm.
ones that were recommended to me, which I researched to see if my type of book was the good fit for their company.
Yes.
But I've got four rejection letters,
mm-hmm.
which isn't a lot.
No.
No. So someone told me, well, you really need to do this book. So I checked into self-publishing, which means that you pay for the book yourself.
Right.
And I went with Beaver's Pond Press,
mm-hmm.
up in the cities. Initially, you have to have like $3,000 down, mm-hmm. to pay for your book. And luckily, my husband was on board, and he let me use money from our savings. Then I did a Kickstarter fundraiser. mm-hmm. which is another whole piece. It helps somewhat, mm-hmm. but I'm not a super social media person, so it is a really a lot of work to try to get people to back your project.
It is a lot of work. It is.
Yes.
But it's obvious that you have such a passion to do this and to bring this to the public, because it's not for you. You're not doing this for yourself.
No.
And that's really pretty obvious. We're talking with Sharon Henry. She is the author of Good Day, Sad Day, Same Day, A Day with My Mommy Who Has Bipolar Disorder. And I guess, what is your greatest hope for the book?
Well, I hope it will help end some stigma. Mm-hmm. Because even though we've come a long way in support groups, etc., there's still stigma out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that it will help children and gives the children caregivers some tools to work with as far as explaining the whole situation. Because you can pick up lots of adult information on this topic, but there's very little, if any, children's books on this sort of topic.
That's true. That's very true. I think it's an important book, and I think it's a great book for children to help them see that, yep, this happens to others, and they're not alone, and their mommy loves them, and that's not changing. That doesn't change. So I think this is an important book, and I give you a lot of credit for pushing through, because sometimes it's easy to just say, never mind, and not do it. And you did. So congratulations to you, Sharon, for doing that. And let's mention again, you are going to be at the public library February 8th. And tell me the time again.
It's going to be 7:00 in the evening in the library main level conference room, I believe that's what it's called. So, so come out and hear my story. And I will have the books on Monday.
Yay.
It's been a process.
Yeah. All right. Well, Sharon, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that kind of covers
it. Does that cover it?
Yeah.
All right.
I believe so.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time, and I applaud your courage to do this, and your daughter's too.
Well, thank you. It's been nice chatting with you.
Thank you.